I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Every Thursday, we join NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and guests on our political corner. Today, the group looks at how the Meyer Supreme Court nomination is shaping up and how Washington, D.C. is preparing for the Millions More Movement March.
I'm joined now by Donna Brazil, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000. Donna Brazil now runs her own political consulting firm in Washington. Also with us, Robert Trainum. He's a GOP political strategist. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Juan.
Robert, let me begin with you and ask about the nomination of Harriet Meyers. Republican and Democratic senators on the Judiciary Committee say Meyers is going to face very tough questioning, even tougher than the questioning faced by John Roberts, who just won the job of Chief Justice of the United States. What is the White House doing to try to tamp down the conservative rebellion against the Meyers nomination?
What the White House is doing is they are literally having conference calls, strategy meetings, behind the scenes, arm twisting, if you will, to reassure conservatives that she is, in fact, a true conservative and that she will, in fact, be a person on the bench that will not legislate from the bench. And so what you see literally is a White House not necessarily in panic mode, but certainly there's a heightened sense of awareness, if you will, for the need to make sure that conservatives realize that Ms. Meyers is a true bona fide conservative.
Now, Robert, behind the scenes, there seems to be a little bit of disgruntlement about sort of winks and nods, people saying, oh, she's an evangelical Christian. James Dobson, the radio talk show host, saying he knows something that no one else knows. It seems as if the White House is saying, oh, you know what? She definitely is going to vote against Roe v. Wade. Of course, that cuts both ways. It could create more of a controversy for in the course of the nomination process. Is this a smart strategy?
Look, what the White House is going to do is they're going to keep their cards very close to their vest. They're going to say, look, Ms. Meyers is a bona fide conservative. She's an evangelical. She is someone that knows the president very, very well and vice versa. And so wink, wink, nod, nod. When she is confirmed to the Supreme Court, she will be a very reliable vote for conservatives.
Donna Brazil, looking at it from the Democratic perspective, what do you think about Harriet Meyers and how are Democrats playing it, given that she is likely to be a conservative justice if confirmed?
There's no question that Democrats are going to question her judicial philosophy. They will grill her when she comes before the Senate Judiciary Committee. They will try to assess her judicial temperament to see if she is qualified. But I think many Democrats, especially some of the female senators, are troubled by the tone and demeanor of the criticism that's being leveled at Ms. Meyers. Some speak of double standards. Some have echoed some of the remarks that Laura Bush, First Lady Laura Bush, made, that some of the criticism, borderline sexist comments that's coming from some of the conservatives. We know that she lacks some of the credentials of previous nominees to the court, but we believe that she deserve a fair hearing and she deserve an opportunity to go before the Judiciary Committee and to share her views and to be prepared to answer some tough questions.
All right. Let's switch topics now. Donna Brazil, I wanted to ask you about Louis Farrakhan and the Millions More March. Is this march different in tone and content than what we saw with the Million Man March 10 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. There will be more women on the program than what we saw last time around. This march is more inclusive, more solemn, so to speak. It will not be as large, I believe, as the last march, but still, we should expect a very sizable and respectful crowd.
Donna, it's interesting to note that Minister Farrakhan has received some support from the NAACP, the Congressional Black Caucus, the Progressive National Baptist Convention, as well as from entertainers like Kanye West and Erykah Badu. And he's also got some ties in with Latino civil rights groups and gay rights groups. Why this outreach for a man who is famously homophobic?
I think one of the lessons that Minister Farrakhan and other leaders who organized the first march came away with was that people felt that it was divisive, that it was us against them, a male versus female, black versus white. And one of the things that the organizers of this march set out to do from the onset was to involve more people.
Robert Trainum, but you are hearing from people such as the Jewish leader Abe Foxman that Farrakhan remains an anti-Semitic figure in American life and that people should not be embracing him.
That's very true. And basically, This is a classic example of learning from your mistakes. As Donna mentioned a few moments ago, this march will be much more inclusive. And the reason why is because, look, Minister Farrakhan, even though he is a minister, albeit he's also a politician, he takes the public temperature, if you will, of his perception. And his perception out there is that he is racist. The perception is that he's bigoted, and the perception is that he is not inclusive. And so what you will see this weekend is, I think, is a march that is much more inclusive, that is much more somber in tone in respect to respecting different people's walks of life. But it's an open secret that Minister Farrakhan has been very hostile towards Jews, and hopefully this march will seek to kind of overcome those misstatements that he's made in the past.
All right. I want to thank you both for joining us. I've been joined by Donna Brazil, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000. She now runs her own political consulting firm in Washington. And also Robert Trainum, a Republican strategist. Again, thank you both for coming into Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Join us every Thursday to hear more from Juan Williams and Washington Insiders right here on Political Corner.